This is the listening section for the second day of the 2021 Showa Women's University Junior High School Entrance Examination. You will hear everything twice. The listening section will begin in 1 minute. Number 1.
Why don't we go for a picnic this weekend? Why don't we go for a picnic this weekend?
Number 2.
How do you feel today? How do you feel today?
Number 3.
How long is this TV show? How long is this TV show?
Number 4. Hi, Sarah. I haven't seen you for a few weeks.
I know. I was in Australia.
Oh. Were you there on vacation? Listen again. Hi, Sarah. I haven't seen you for a few weeks.
I know. I was in Australia.
Oh. Were you there on vacation? Number 5.
Do you have a pet, Thomas?
Yes. I have a dog and 2 cats.
Really? What kind of dog do you have?
Listen again.
Do you have a pet, Thomas?
Yes, I have a dog and 2 cats.
Really? What kind of dog do you have?
Number 6. Did you have a nice weekend, Alice?
Yes, I swam at the beach on Saturday and played with friends at the park on Sunday.
How was the weather?
It was sunny both days.
Question. What did Alice do on Saturday?
Listen again. Did you have a nice weekend, Alice?
Yes, I swam at the beach on Saturday and played with friends at the park on Sunday.
How was the weather?
It was sunny both days.
Question. What did Alice do on Saturday?
Number 7.
Eric, have you seen my keys?
No, Mom. You usually put them in the cup on your desk.
I know, but I couldn't find them.
Here they are. You put them on the kitchen table.
Question. Where were Eric's mother's keys? Listen again.
Eric, have you seen my keys?
No, Mom. You usually put them in the cup on your desk.
I know, but I couldn't find them.
Here they are. You put them on the kitchen table.
Question. Where were Eric's mother's keys? Number 8. Jill, can I borrow a pencil, please?
I'm sorry, Bob. I only have a pen.
Okay. I'll ask the teacher for one.
Good idea.
Question. Why doesn't Jill lend a pencil to Bob?
Listen again. Jill, can I borrow a pencil, please?
I'm sorry, Bob. I only have a pen.
Okay. I'll ask the teacher for one.
Good idea.
Question. Why doesn't Jill lend a pencil to Bob?
Number 9.
Have you finished the math homework for tomorrow?
No, it's very difficult. Why don't we do it together at lunchtime?
I have soccer practice at lunchtime. How about after school?
Okay, let's do that.
Question. When will the students do their math homework? Listen again.
Have you finished the math homework for tomorrow?
No, it's very difficult. Why don't we do it together at lunchtime?
I have soccer practice at lunchtime. How about after school?
Okay, let's do that.
Question. When will the students do their math homework? Number 10.
Can I help you?
I'm looking for some red sneakers, but these are too big.
I'm sorry. We only have that pair left in red. How about some green ones?
I think the green ones are too bright.
I think we'll get more red ones next week.
Will you get any my size?
Yes, we will.
Okay, I'll wait and come back next week.
Question. What will the woman do? Listen again.
Can I help you?
I'm looking for some red sneakers, but these are too big.
I'm sorry. We only have that pair left in red. How about some green ones?
I think the green ones are too bright.
I think we'll get more red ones next week.
Will you get any my size?
Yes, we will.
Okay, I'll wait and come back next week.
Question. What will the woman do? Number 11. Look at that basketball player. He's so tall.
Yes, he's the tallest player on that team.
Where's he from?
He's from Australia.
Do you know how tall he is?
I read that he's 1 meter 95 centimeters.
Wow, he must be a good player.
Yes, he is.
Question. Why was the boy surprised about the basketball player?
Listen again. Look at that basketball player. He's so tall.
Yes, he's the tallest player on that team.
Where's he from?
He's from Australia.
Do you know how tall he is?
I read that he's 1 meter 95 centimeters.
Wow, he must be a good player.
Yes, he is.
Question. Why was the boy surprised about the basketball player?
Number 12.
Are you interested in sumo, Tommy?
Not really, but my grandfather always watches it on TV.
Really? My family doesn't like watching sports.
Me neither. But sometimes my father takes me to a soccer match.
Do you enjoy it?
Yes, I like going to the stadium. It's exciting. How about you?
I sometimes watch table tennis on TV.
Question. Who likes watching sumo? Listen again.
Are you interested in sumo, Tommy?
Not really, but my grandfather always watches it on TV.
Really? My family doesn't like watching sports.
Me neither, but sometimes my father takes me to a soccer match.
Do you enjoy it?
Yes, I like going to the stadium. It's exciting. How about you?
I sometimes watch table tennis on TV.
Question. Who likes watching sumo? Number 13.
Good morning, Dr. Hyde's office.
Hello. I'd like to see the doctor on Thursday, please.
I'm sorry, but he's not here on Thursday. How about Wednesday?
I can go on Wednesday after 4 o'clock.
Okay. How about 5:30 p.m.?
Yes, that's fine. Thank you.
Could you tell me your name, please?
Yes, it's Jeff Thompson.
Question. When will Jeff see the doctor?
Listen again.
Good morning, Dr. Hyde's office.
Hello. I'd like to see the doctor on Thursday, please.
I'm sorry, but he's not here on Thursday. How about Wednesday?
I can go on Wednesday after 4 o'clock.
Okay. How about 5:30 p.m.?
Yes, that's fine. Thank you.
Could you tell me your name, please?
Yes, it's Jeff Thompson.
Question. When will Jeff see the doctor?
Number 14.
Mom, I got a part-time job.
Oh, that's great. Where are you going to work?
At the bakery near the station.
Oh, that's nice. What time will you work?
From 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock every morning.
Wow, you have to wake up very early.
Yes, I need to go to bed earlier than now.
Good luck. I hope you will enjoy your job.
Question. Why will the boy get up early? Listen again.
Mom, I got a part-time job.
Oh, that's great. Where are you going to work?
At the bakery near the station.
Oh, that's nice. What time will you work?
From 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock every morning.
Wow, you have to wake up very early.
Yes, I need to go to bed earlier than now.
Good luck. I hope you will enjoy your job.
Question. Why will the boy get up early? Number 15.
Hello, I'd like to send this package to Germany, please.
Sure. What's inside the package?
Clothes and snacks.
Okay. How would you like to send it? By airmail or by ship?
What is the difference in price?
By airmail is $18 and by ship is $11.
Okay. How long will it take by airmail?
It usually takes about 1 week. By ship, it will take more than 1 month.
I see. 1 month is too long. I'll send it by airmail, please.
No problem. That's $18, please.
Question. Why doesn't the woman send her package by ship? Listen again.
Hello, I'd like to send this package to Germany, please.
Sure. What's inside the package?
Clothes and snacks.
Okay. How would you like to send it? By airmail or by ship?
What is the difference in price?
By airmail is $18 and by ship is $11.
Okay. How long will it take by airmail?
It usually takes about 1 week. By ship, it will take more than 1 month.
I see. 1 month is too long. I'll send it by airmail, please.
No problem. That's $18, please.
Question. Why doesn't the woman send her package by ship? This is the end of the listening section of the test.